Well, thanks everyone who has performed and read tonight.
Oh, 感谢各位刚才精彩的表演。
It's been a real blessing to hear the word of God and all of the great musical performances.
刚才听到神的话，以及那些美妙的音乐，我们感到非常受祝福。
And we have more to come. The choir will be playing after I speak.
我讲完之后，其实还有更多精彩的来临。
And my words will be few tonight, but I want to give a short Christmas encouragement.
所以我会给大家一个很简短的鼓励的信息。
And I want to share a little bit about my time in New York City.
我想跟大家简单分享一下我在纽约的时候圣诞节的一些经历。
For those of you who might not know, I lived in the city for 15 years, serving at a couple of Chinese churches.
大家如果不认识我现在可以知道我在纽约曾经生活15年，在那地方有在两个教会曾经牧会过。
And one of the things that I really liked about New York was Christmas in New York.
我非常喜欢纽约，其中一点就是纽约的圣诞节很精彩。
Has anybody spent Christmas in New York?
有没有人曾经在纽约过圣诞节呢？
Okay.We have a few here, so hopefully they. The rest of you, if you ever go to New York over Christmas, these are things you need to do.
你们如果还没去过的话，现在这有些事情你们在圣诞节如果去纽约可以做。
And maybe the first thing everyone wants to do is go to Rockefeller Center and see the Christmas tree.
你可以去那个
Rockefeller Center, yes.
广场去看那个圣诞树。
And below the tree, you can actually go ice skating if you want, but it's very expensive.
在这个圣诞树下面你可以滑冰，但是非常贵的。
For some, if you like to shop, New York is like the shopping capital of the U.S. anyway.
如果你喜欢购物的话，这个纽约简直就像你的购物天堂。
And so there's been more than one Christmas gift that I had purchased at Macy's.
在这个 Macy 那地方可以买到圣诞节礼物。
But there's plenty of other stores, large and small, that you can purchase.
还有其他很多地方你可以购物。
There's Bloomingdale's.
还有 Bloomingdale's,
yes. And if you see in front of Bloomingdale's, there's a series of window displays.
在前面呢有很多窗户在那里展览。
And so most of the shopping centers have window displays with some kind of Christmas theme to them, and they're really well done.
很多这个商店他们都采取这样同样的模式，他们这个窗户这边展览出很多东西来。
And so people stand out in the cold and walk from display to display to see the beautiful artwork.
所以他们就在外面看这些艺术品。
Or you can go to Central Park. This is a skating rink in Central Park.
你可以去中央公园，看到这里有滑冰的人。
If I was to give you a tour, I would take you there during the daytime, probably not at night.
如果我想给你一个就是向导的话，我建议你到那个白天的时候去，这不是晚上的时候。
It's actually quite safe, but I wouldn't want us to get mugged.
但是夜晚呢，就是说总体来说是有点是挺安全的，但是我还是不希望你有什么危险。
And the other place I'd have to take you is St. Patrick's Cathedral.
另外一个地方就是这里也可以值得一去的。
And so this is kind of the flagship Catholic church in New York City, where the Bishop of New York lives.
这是一个天主教的教堂。
And they have regular services there, and you can go in the church and you can pray, or you can walk around the sanctuary. You can see the nativity scene.
还有他们的敬拜的仪式你也可以进去参加他们。
And probably the last thing that we'd have to do is what all good New Yorkers do is to go eat.
还有另外一件事情，到纽约就是可以去吃。
And I would take you to Serendipity 3.
就是在这个餐馆。
Which is a restaurant, but it's known for their desserts, especially ice cream.
这里就是有一些点心冰淇淋。
And their signature dish is a frozen hot chocolate.
它的经典的菜是。这个是又冷又热的冰淇淋。
It's really good. But when I reflect on all of these things that you can do in New York.
还有纽约还有很多其他事情可以做。
In celebrating Christmas and in enjoying the season.
你可以在那个季节里面享受。
I think what do do these really have to do with Christmas?
但所有这些你能享受的东西跟圣诞节究竟有什么样的关系呢？
And if you kind of go through this slideshow that I showed, most of them have to do with maybe a cultural celebration of Christmas, but it really doesn't get to the core of what Christmas really is.
刚才我给你们展示这些投影片，实际上都是文化上面的一个圣诞节的意义，真正的圣诞节的意义在那里没有展示出来。
About the only place that you would go to really see Christmas in a true sense would have been St. Patrick's Cathedral.
如果真正要看到圣诞节的意义的话，这里有一个 St. Patrick 的地方。
But even at St. Patrick's, it's actually probably more like a tourist destination than a place of worship.
就算是到 St. Patrick 那地方的话，也许都是从向导的角度来看，而不是真正看到你圣诞节的意义。
And so you can go there in an attitude of worship, but I think most people go there and it's more like, oh, I get to see the beautiful architecture, I get to see the nativity scene.
当然你可以过去那边跟他们一起敬拜，但是我想更多人去那里还是观光的目的。
And I don't think it's just New York. I think it's an American culture generally.
其实这不只是纽约现象，我想在美国这个大部分的文化现象都是这样。
We have a big cultural celebration of Christmas, including trees and including the giving of gifts and all of these things. But what do they really have to do about the core message of Christmas?
我们在文化上面好像就在庆祝这个季节，但是像这些圣诞树啊，还有一些其他东西，究竟跟圣诞节的真意有什么样的关系呢？
And so I want us to think about what the real reason for the season is.
所以我就想跟大家一起来思考，我们这个季节真正的原因，真正的意义在哪里？
Is it all of these things that we can enjoy, or is it something more?
只是这些我们能享受的东西吗？还是有更深刻的意义在里面？
Well, of course, for those of us who follow Jesus, we know that something more is, in fact, God's Son Jesus.
当然，我们这些认识并且跟随耶稣基督的人，我们知道，真正的意义在耶稣基督。
And the passage we're looking at today, briefly, is in Isaiah 9:6.
今天我们简短的看一下这个以赛亚书的第九章六节。
Which says, let's all read this together, first in English and then in Chinese.
我们一起来读。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士。全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
And so my encouragement for us today, for me and to you, is to focus on our Lord Jesus.
所以今天我给大家的鼓励，也是给你和我的鼓励，是我们定睛在我们的主耶稣基督上面。
We remember him in the incarnation, God becoming man.
我们记得他是因为他道成了肉身。
And so us as human beings, we needed a savior. We needed knowledge of how to connect with God.
作为肉身，作为罪人的我们，我们需要一个救主，需要跟真的神、圣洁的神有一个连接。
And so God, our Father, sent His Son Jesus.
所以我们天上的父就把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
And He would live, and He would teach, He would heal.
所以他来，他在这个世上活啊，他也为我们而死，他也教训我们。
And he would eventually die for our sins and rise again to defeat sin, death, and the grave.
事实上，他为我们的罪代赎而死，第三天又复活。
But in Christmas, we remember him coming as a baby.
在圣诞节的时候，我们是记得他来的时候是以婴孩的模样来到这个世上。
God breaking through to be with us.
神定义要与我们在一起。
And we remember not only what happened on that night in Bethlehem.
我们不光是记得在伯利恒当天晚上所发生的那些事情。
But we also realize who Jesus was in his divinity.
而且我们也记得神耶稣基督作为神子的形象，他是怎样。
A wonderful counselor, a mighty God.
他是奇妙测试
Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace
永在的父和平的君
And so we in remembering his birth we also acknowledge his lordship and his divinity and his rule over creation, rule over our lives.
所以今天我们不光是庆祝他作为婴孩的诞生，同时我们也庆祝他作为神子的奇妙，以及他对这个自然界的控制，对人的掌权。
And so let's this Christmas as individuals, as families, as a church body.
所以今天让我们大家作为个人来到神的面前，作为家庭一起合到神的面前，作为教会我们也一起来到神的面前。
Put our focus and our remembrance on Jesus Christ our Lord.
把我们的焦点放在主耶稣基督上面。
To him be the glory.
荣耀归给他。
Amen.
Amen.
And so let us all continue to reflect on our Lord.
让我们继续在神的面前反思。
As the choir comes to sing and to express the joy that we can find in our Lord.
当诗班来的时候，让我们一起来反思这个喜乐，那就是神给我们带来的喜乐。